maybe while we give people one more minute, it would be helpful to just do a recap, because I know for scheduling conflicts, we had to cancel the last couple of meetings. Like, for example, we had a team staff meeting a couple weeks ago that overlapped, so we canceled it. So we haven't met since April, so I can do a quick recap in here. I'll drop the link too, so we can you can see the notes from the previous meeting. Just like, I'm going to drop it in chat. I think it's good just to do a recap to just remind ourselves where we were, and then we can jump into the agenda. And if other people have kind of additional thoughts on the summary of where we left things, please feel free. But there are some action items and some notes on the wiki link that I just dropped in chat. So we had been talking about working with the Linux Foundation's diversity efforts and becoming a pilot project. That was something that had been shared, not just in that April meeting, but in some previous meetings as well. We'd also had some action items. We wanted to work on a survey, but I think Mandy and others had raised some questions about how we did that. So there were some open questions that we wanted to check with the domain experts on the Linux Foundation side on, and I think that's what Dan was following up with over the email thread, like, do we have answers to those? Just looking through the notes as we're talking about, but I think that was the main kind of gist of where we left things. Anybody else want to share kind of their thoughts on where we left off, or does that seem like it captures the basics?
I think that captures it.
All right, cool. So why don't we jump into the agenda for today? Again, if people do have a chance to join, we can loop them in, but I added a couple of thoughts. Again, this is an open meeting. If you had other things you want to add, feel free to bring it up, either add it to the wiki or just raise it during the call. But I did want to give everybody an update on where things are with the LF's efforts around diversity and inclusion. Maybe we start there. So since we met, there's been a bit of a reorganization internally on the Linux Foundation's marketing team. Many of the people who had been leading the internal diversity effort and we'd been talking to about being a Hyperledger pilot or having Hyperledger be a pilot for that initiative, most of those people are either no longer at the Linux Foundation or they've been reassigned on other projects and their roles have changed. So I don't think, at least in the short term or medium term, there's probably not going to be an internal effort that we can be a pilot for. And so, you know, we had been talking over the last couple of meetings about how do we align and get on the same page and kind of, you know, work together with those, with that internal group. And I think that made sense at the time. You know, we were talking about needing resources, for example, around putting a survey together. And if there was going to be this internal diversity effort that we were going to be able to work with, that seemed like a great place to, you know, combine efforts and get some resources. So I think with that being on hold, at least indefinitely, I mean, I'll certainly share with the group, you know, when and if there's more news about when that effort's going to get going again. But in the absence of having any specifics about when that group is going to be moving forward, and if they are still looking for one of the Linux Foundation's projects to be a pilot to work with them on, you know, in the absence of knowing that, I think we should just assume that we won't have those resources now to work with. So I think in my mind, the main question was, you know, does that reset what we're trying to achieve? If so, what do we want to do? And, you know, around whatever those, you know, actions or next steps we want to do, like what resources do we have to move those forward? So, that's basically the update on the Linux Foundation's efforts. I don't know if anybody else has anything to share about that.
I think it flows well into the next topic, so I'll hold my tongue until anyone else has anything to say.
Okay.
I guess my question would be, I don't have as much insight into what's going on at LF as you do, but the fact that they've deprioritized this, is that just that, I mean, is that it just, you know, not enough to get above the line, or is it something that they're not that concerned about, or You know, what do we take away from the fact that they de-staffed this effort?
I wouldn't read too much into DCI being a part of it. What I would, the version that David gave for public consumption is pretty much it. The people that were working on this were in marketing, and there's been a reorg. So it wasn't so much that the DCI effort was unstaffed or pulled back on. It was that those people were reassigned. So this wasn't a DCI thing. This was, we had over across the entire LF, all of our marketing got reorged. And it just so happened that those were the people that were leading the charge.
Yes, and apologies, Mark, if I wasn't clear about that. But yeah, thank you for clarifying. Yeah, I think the fact that things changed internally with the diversity effort was more just coincidental. This wasn't necessarily about that at all. As Rai said, this was more of a marketing function. They basically moved from a more centralized internal LF organization to a decentralized one. So now Hyperledger, for example, Hyperledger itself is managing its own marketing resources versus in the past they were more working with an internal marketing team. So and again, that internally the people who had been leading the DCI effort for the Linux Foundation had been in that internal team, which now no longer exists. So again, I can't speak for other people in the Linux Foundation, but I mean, from my take on this, diversity is still a priority, but it's just not clear necessarily who owns it. I don't know if that's, again, other people can share their thoughts or opinions, but that's kind of my read.
Yeah, I would wait for this to shake out. This reorg only happened just a few weeks ago, so there's still stuff. You know, not every little piece of the reorg tree has been figured out. So I just ask that you give us some forbearance there and not read too much into this was not a DCI thing. I just want to, you know, make that clear. That's all.
But I think it does raise a point again that, you know, separate from the fact that we were looking to them to work with them on, this pilot project, we had been working together as a group before we even knew being a pilot was an option. So I don't know if it necessarily derails us. I mean, we can still choose to do something moving forward. We would just have to figure out somewhere else about where we could tap into for resources. So.
Right. And I think that leads into the second topic, unless anyone else has anything further to say.
Well, I do want to mention the sub-bullet that Dan had asked about.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I mean, yes, we should move on. But Dan did specifically ask some questions. You know, we did at the last meeting had a number of questions that I was taking as an action item to talk to the person leading the diversity effort. You know, there was some basically we wanted to get their input. And I didn't have a chance to speak to that person. Actually, I had things scheduled the day the kind of the reorganization happened. And so that conversation never ended up going forward. So I don't have answers to those questions. And as I had said about the ownership not being clear, it's not clear who I can ask those questions of right now. So there's, as Ryan said, there's maybe some patience we need to figure out where things fall. And then we can, you know, try to answer those questions in the future. So I think that's effectively what I said over email. Yeah, please.
Oh, sorry, this is Mandy. I was going to say, you guys are talking about resourcing and reorganization. So our business HR group, of which I'm a part, is they're not calling it a reorganization. They're calling it an evolution, which I find fascinating. But so I've been impacted. And so I've kind of time limited at Intel. I have about 9 weeks to, you know, make a decision or find something and be selected for it here or find something and be selected for it outside of Intel. But I certainly don't mind continuing to be part of this group, and I can, you know, share my personal email with you, David, if, you know, the group wants me to continue. But org effectiveness practitioners, you know, we had a lot and now they're being reassigned into other things. And just, you know, I think just from saturation, there was not enough room left. And I'm compared to some people, I'm a very short timer at Intel, 4 years. So anyway, it opens up a universe of opportunities. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm not quite sure what my role will be with this committee after that period of time.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing the news. And I'm sorry, it sounds like, yeah, that's a transition that might not be have been expected or welcome. But yeah, hopefully there's some exciting opportunities. And yeah, I'm glad. Thank you for also offering to stay involved with this group. Yes, I mean, we would certainly, this is something that you've, I think, helped us. You know, I think the things you've presented in the past have helped us clarify what we're trying to achieve and what we want to do and sure. should be doing, and would sure. certainly welcome you being involved going forward. So that, I guess we need to decide as a group, you know, it sounds like there have been many changes, and, you know, is this something that we individually still are wanting to do? And if so, what exactly? And, you know, what does it look like for next steps? So thank you for sharing that news with us.
Sure. And, you know, it, in some ways it frees me up to do other things or more things. I'm not, my wagon is no longer hitched. I don't have, I don't have any prohibitions or things like that, that to some things that I could do or not do. So we can talk more later, but, you know, it could be really cool, and it would be even cool if it just stayed as it was. So thanks for letting me share that.
Okay. Well, yeah, and please, yeah, as things evolve, please feel free to keep us in the loop as appropriate. So any other, I know Wright said that, you know, he had some things to share about the second bullet point, but any other things to share or ask about this first question about kind of the LF's efforts and not being a pilot, at least going forward in the short term? Okay, yeah, Ryan, why don't you speak to the second bullet point then?
Sure. I've been attending the Chaos DNI working group for a while, off and on, and they're a small group, and they're working in generally the same area that we're working in. And I approached them to see if they would be amenable to combining our efforts, like if we could join Chaos, and they were glad to have us. They are working on their next week or the week after doing a requirements gathering hackathon. They have quite a bit of work that they're doing in GitHub around, like, what are the metrics that we need to collect. And a lot of this is in the same, these are the same questions that kind of we've been tussling with. I would urge everyone to join the Chaos DNI working group and throw your hats in the ring. They meet at an unfortunate time for me, 7:30 on Monday morning, but it's a good group, and I think that's where we should put our efforts.
Yeah, and it, just to build on that, it sounds like they were enthusiastic about the idea of collaborating.
Yeah, they're on board. They have a mailing list. There is another mailing list that one of the people who runs the group has. It's a private DNI list, and I think quite a few of you are already on that list. So I would propose that we fold into that group.
Well, I mean, I think as far as the metrics piece, yeah, there's no reason we should duplicate efforts or reinvent the wheel or whatever the expression is. And yeah, I think for the things that this group has talked about, I mean, and metrics has come up, like, you know, that's a challenge that we don't need to solve on our own. So I think, you know, that sounds like it makes a lot of sense. Other thoughts or comments? I mean, I guess, just to share my thoughts and comments, I guess, you know, that's great. And it, you know, I think, you know, it speaks to the scope of this group, you know, as we had talked about doing things that went beyond metrics. I mean, I think as Mandy had pointed out before, you know, we can do more to invite people into the community. Maybe there's a piece I mean, in my mind, there were kind of almost two subgroups to this effort. There was the metrics piece, which makes sense to collaborate. And then there was also the piece that was about what do we do to, again, invite more people in, you know, and that could be more separate from the metrics effort. Do we want to come up with a list of events that we want to, you know, focus on for the rest of the year? Do we want to come up with, you know, reaching out to, you know, all sorts. I mean, there's a lot of things I think we could do that's separate from metrics. So, you know, I don't, just to throw that out there, yes, we can merge into the chaos project for the things where it makes sense, but is there something else beyond metrics that we feel is important that we also want to look at carrying forward in some way? So, but I guess that's part of the larger meta question about next steps anyway.
Right. I didn't mean to imply that the only thing they care about is metrics. Just that they're active, they're doing stuff.
Sure.
You know, they meet every week.
Well, maybe you could say more about the group, because I guess in my mind, I have chaos tied to specifically being about metrics, but maybe that's incorrect.
Well, that's one of the things that they're working on, but we do talk a lot about how do we increase, diversity. One of the questions, one of the more interesting questions, I think that we were tussling with a little bit ago revolved around working on events and how do you deal with situations that happened at events that weren't yours? That's kind of a large question around, DCI in general, right? Mostly the C part, right? How do you be civil?
Yeah.
And how do you have a civil, how do you provide a civil environment? That was just one of the more difficult questions that was under discussion. So I don't want to make it sound like it's all metrics, although there is plenty of metrics work.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Again, yeah, I guess in my mind, I was just kind of, maybe I pigeonholed chaos a bit into being specifically metrics, but it's good to hear that it's broader than that. So any comments or questions? Does it seem like if there's another group of people looking at diversity and inclusion in open source, that that's a kind of a natural fit, or that's something we want to investigate or look into?
This is Mandy. I think we should investigate that, because this is the thing. If we have all of these parallel open source projects going on with everybody trying to do the same thing, it just seems like a duplication. It seems like a waste of resources. And if they're looking at some of the same elements that we are, the same challenges that we are, you know, maybe we should invite one of them to one of our meetings. And, you know, it sounds like they're a little more active than this group for whatever reason. They could be already working on things that we're struggling with, like how do we find out what our baseline metrics are? And do they have a tool that, you know, meets compliance or legal criteria to do that? Or have they thought about it? Because more minds on this subject, I think, are better than fewer, for sure, right? And, you know, if they have people very passionate about this, just like we are, then I think, it certainly wouldn't hurt to at least talk to them. And if they're welcoming and we can, you know, partner, I don't know why we wouldn't do that.
Agreed. That makes a lot of sense. Well, I mean, as far as investigating goes, there is a meeting for that group coming up on June 3rd, I believe, was the next one. Is that correct, Ray?
Yeah.
And if you link here, I'll drop the link in the chat too, but it is linked on the agenda here. Let me just pull it up. I think this is the agenda. Let's check. All right, it's loading. Yeah, you can see, I'm going to put it in the chat. You can see the agenda for their next meeting and notes from previous ones. Yeah, so if anybody is curious, that's an open invitation. It's an open call. Feel free to go. You can report back to the group. As Rai said, the timing may or may not work for me either. That's kind of right when I'm dropping kids off. But certainly, right. Thank you for offering that. We can certainly look into it. And it does seem to make a lot of sense.
I'm actually in favor of wherever we can work with people, we should do it. Because on one hand, I get this feeling that, you know, we're trying to boil the ocean. And there's should be a lot of people out there trying to solve the same problem. And it's sure. not a race, you know. It's one of those areas where cooperation can definitely get everyone to a solution better, quicker. And so, you know, by having more people involved and being involved with more groups, I think it really helps.
Agreed.
Hi, it's Karen here. I just wanted to highlight, though, that I do think it's important to bring it back to Hyperledger because that is where we are. And really also, I mean, one thing is to just sort of be interested in generally improving this in open source. And another is what can the Hyperledger community do to actually change this community and have, you know, things be different next year than they were this year. And I worry that getting involved with these other groups isn't going to get us there. But that's something that has to come from the Hyperledger community and that people outside of Hyperledger staff have to be interested in doing.
Karen, I think that's a good point. And to me, that fits nicely with what Mark was saying about boiling the ocean. Like, if we can't do everything, what is it strategically that we want to achieve as, you know, part of the Hyperledger community? And I don't know if we've defined that. So yeah, I think you're right. We should. And that's why it'd be nice if Dan were here. I think we need to, you know, maybe I'll step back a little bit with my comment and just give some history. You know, this group spun out of a discussion that started in the technical steering committee at the end of last year. So I think maybe, and this is where it'd be helpful for Dan to be here, maybe the question goes that we bring it back to the TSC for some clarity, because I agree with Karen's point. We want to have a sense of what the community is wanting to achieve here in terms of diversity and inclusion. And I, you know, maybe that the technical steering committee is the group that can help define that. I don't know, Karen, did I understand what you were saying correctly, or?
Yeah, I think it would be good to have Dan's input or spearheading this topic within the TSC or the broader Hyperledger community. But, you know, anyone here who's part of the community outside the staff can bring that up.
And sure, of course.
Well, I think we need to be clear on, you know, what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, I think the long-term solution to this issue is you really need to start getting females interested in science and math back at like the middle school age. And so that's, you know, that's not a short-term solution. So how do we increase female participation in Hyperledger? There's, you know, that's different for the short-term than the long-term. I mean, I look at cultures like the culture from, you know, where I see a lot of female engineers coming in now is, you know, from like a Chinese or Indian background, you know, are many of the people I see coming in now as female engineers. And so, you know, what's different in their culture that they're, you know, they're going into these fields versus American or European cultures? So, hopefully I didn't offend anyone with that statement. Wasn't intended to offend.
No, I mean, I think it was an observation that, you know, a lot of this is outside of our control. Like you said, we don't have any say over what happens in the middle school curriculum, for example. So, again, I maybe that just reinforces Karen's point. Like, what is it that we're trying to achieve here? And I don't know if that's been defined. You know, again, I think we're somewhat left in the lurch. I mean, my understanding from next steps for this group's efforts were, hey, we're going to be part of this pilot effort and, you know, we'll plug in to and align with this larger vision, and now that's not there. So yeah, I think we are somewhat kind of needing to reset and rethink things. So I don't think that's been defined.
Well, the one of the ways I phrased this in an earlier meeting was I kind of feel like this is a a huge sphere with a lack of handholds, and it's like we need to make a chip somewhere so that we can. I feel that we need to make a chip somewhere so that we can start climbing this or getting a handle on it. And I think our original attack was to go through the metrics piece that was coming out of. Of Hyperledger.
Yeah. But
again, to Mark's point, that's just going to tell us, where we are and in the future, are we doing any better? That's not going to address the long-term problem of how do we make sure that, we're not losing people in the funnel, right? How do we make sure that we're not losing women at grade six or grade seven? It's definitely beyond the scope of this working group, but we can inform others, right?
But I think what we can, just to channel Tracy some, because I know we've had these conversations with her, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I'll paraphrase things that I believe she had said. I mean, we do have control over how somebody's experience is within the community, though. Yes, we can't change sixth grade curriculum or seventh grade curriculum, but Tracy, if I remember correctly, did point out that there were experiences that she had within the Hyperledger community that were not positive for her, and, we can address that, right? I mean, that was what I was hoping to get out of this group. What are things that we do have control over? We do have control over the dynamics within the community. Let's identify areas where they're not ideal and then take steps to improve them, right?
Sure. And yeah, I think that's an accurate paraphrase of what Tracy has said in the past.
So
that's what I think too. I agree with that, it was about this community, not necessarily, women in STEM and things like that. Although anybody can join a group that or create a group within their own organization if they want to start working with the community at large, the educational community about involving young women at the middle school level, because that's really where they start losing interest for whatever reason. And I'm not sure what that is. No one's been able to quantify that. And it's probably, multi-dimensional. But for this group, just to make sure that the open source group was inclusive, that are there ways that we can do better about that? Are there rules that we can adhere to or admonish over if people are not treated appropriately? I mean, those are the kinds of things that were directly related to this group that I thought we were going to do. And, I think we've had some challenges, but, part of it is that, excuse me, we don't have, we aren't set up with the right resources to be able to move forward with that. And I think we've been struggling with that.
Yeah, no, agreed. So, and maybe again, this is where maybe going back to Karen's point, if we agree that as a statement, that's something that we want to do, improve the experience for all potential contributors within the Hyperledger community, if that's some sort of a statement that we want to, make as our new mandate going forward to replace the mandate that it seemed like we were kind of converging on around, let's be a pilot for the LF's efforts, that would be great. To me, that would be some clarity that I think this group could benefit from. And then I think we could kind of close that feedback loop by, going back to the TSC and having that discussion with a larger group and trying to get buy-in. And maybe that's where the resources come. If that really resonates with more people, and this goes to the third bullet about how to move forward, I think if we had a clear statement of intent from this group, we could go out and recruit more people and, solve the resource issue. It doesn't have to necessarily be resources from the internal LF. I think if we had a message that resonated, we could certainly recruit more people. So I think the resource problem would solve itself if we had some clarity and it was compelling.
Yeah. I just, I'm just looking at the participants list today. Right. And it's five LF and two externals. So that's been changing, right? So I think I agree with what I'm hearing there, which is we need to go back to the TSC and say, yeah, this is where we are. This is where we would like to go and see what the feedback is.
Let me take that as an action then. If that seems reasonable, I know Dan wasn't able to be on the call, but let me set up some time with Dan, brief him on just what happened. I mean, he can listen to the meeting if he wants, but I can brief him and ask him if that makes sense too. And then I do think it makes sense to go back to the TSC. Again, that's where this effort came from. We started with a discussion there. They encouraged us to go off and kind of informally meet as a group of community members who care about this and see what emerges. So I do think we need to bring it back and see if there's some sort of an appetite for the larger group to set an intention here and resource it. So I will reach out to them after this meeting.
And for context, my memory of some of the initial discussions were because of the TSC, the observation was that there were 22 people running for the TSC and none of them were female. And that's sort of what got the discussion going. It was Dan's observation that there were no female.
Agreed. Yes. Thank you for that. Yeah. I mean, I think there was a genesis from a number of places. That certainly was it too. You know, I think my observation was when we had the member summit last year, a lot of people said the community was intimidating. That was the word that I heard. I don't remember exactly how many times, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times from different community members. So that spoke to me about the need to address the "we're not as inclusive as we think we are" piece. So I think, yeah, there was a few different threads that got pulled together. Certainly the gender imbalance with the last election was absolutely part of that as well.
Yeah, and intimidating, you know, is a word that I heard as well at the member summit and at the global forum. So yeah, I can acknowledge there's lots of work to do there.
Yeah. In terms of action items, I'll take that on for Dan. Are there other action items we think we want to have as a group? I mean, I guess there is the invitation to attend the Chaos D&I call. Are there other action items?
There's the mute button. I think we probably need to, you know, sort of go back and checkpoint with a technical steering committee.
All right. So that seems like the main next step. All right. Yeah, I agree. All right. If that's the main next step, let's focus on that. I mean, I think that would benefit us in a number of ways. You know, we can get some clarity. We can get, we can start recruiting more people around this. I mean, I think that's been, I have felt hamstrung around that. It's been hard to recruit people for a thing when we didn't know exactly what we were doing. So, let's go back and circle back.
Okay. I mean, I think the agenda for tomorrow is in the wiki. So I don't think we need to block on Dan to discuss it for tomorrow's meeting. I don't know. Mark, what do you think about that?
I don't think there's a need to block on Dan. I also have a PSWG talk scheduled. I don't know how long that will go.
Oh, you have a conflict too?
No, I have requested that we discuss the future. We're requesting some technical steering from the TSC for where they want the PSWG to go.
So there might be a full slate tomorrow, you're saying?
I don't know. Yeah.
The only reason I would want to talk to Dan is the TSC meetings happen at a time I can't go to. So it'd be nice for me to, I mean, that would be my only thought. Like if I give Dan my thoughts, he could, you know, I'm not going to be able to be a part of that conversation in real time. So I'll reach out to Dan today. I have no reason to gate or waste a week, but I will see if he's available to speak before the call.
Okay, and sometimes it's good with the TSC to send something out ahead of time so people can digest it.
That's a good point too. Yeah, so if we send an email today, you're right. If we met tomorrow, there might not be any context for people.
I think it would be better to prep the discussion before just kind of throwing it out to the TSC.
Yeah, no, I agree. Thank you for suggesting that, Mark. Yeah, context and prep seem like it would be useful here. So, okay, let's do that. I will reach out to Dan. We will plan to meet at a, maybe not tomorrow's TSC, hopefully the following weeks, and we will send in some sort of email out to the list to prep them in advance.
I think that'd be great.
Okay, great. Well, I'll email Dan as soon as this call ends, and I'll also post the recording and share it around. Other comments, questions, suggestions? Okay, well, thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Take care.